right, what happened at the NFL Combine over the weekend, which has a lot of people absolutely furious once again because of the stupidity by some of these NFL teams?
Arnie, you're the college football guy, so you might be able to pronounce his name better than I.
Geis.
But LSU running back Darius Geis was asked by one team. He was asked, one, if he liked men, you know, sexually.
Right.
And two, was asked if his mother was a prostitute.
Right.
So those were two of the questions that Darius Geis received at the NFL Combine
yeah.
from teams.
And by the way, if you want to comment on that on the Town Fair Tire text line, 802-655-6672. Both inappropriate. The first one, though, is your mom a prostitute. I understand what they're trying to do, see how he's going to react. Is he going to lose his marbles, maybe get a 15-yard penalty? But the NFL said you can't do that. The NFL said you can't ask that question because they fined the Miami Dolphins for asking Dez Bryant the same question, and they got in trouble for that. So why you would ask the same exact question after the Dolphins got fined for that is beyond belief. They said don't ask that question. You did. And I'm sorry. I know you want to get – there's only 32 jobs available. But if somebody asked that to me, I'd say, well, of course you don't. Is you're her John. I'd be a smartass. I mean, I don't know how else to take it. If someone says, oh, they have the right to ask that question, they want to simulate to see if you're going to get mad, well, why don't you just throw a beer in my face then? Because, you know, you saw that happen when you were at the game in Jacksonville against Seattle. Throw a beer in my face then and spit in my face and call me a derogatory name then and see how I'm going to react. I think it's stupid when you do stuff like this.
It's completely inappropriate. That's on the second question. The first question was, are you into men sexually? That has also been outlawed by the NFL. Eli Apple was asked this question. Giants defensive back
right.
was asked this question back in 2016, and we know who that was. We know it was the Atlanta Falcons. This team has not been reported yet as to who it is. The NFL outlawed that question as well.
I have an answer for that one, too, by the way, too. That make it, I go, wow, I didn't know you guys were the ones that were anti-gay. Wow. And they say, no, we're just asking. And I said, no, I'm not saying you are. You just, the one that asked me the question, you look like you're anti-gay. So I just want to say that. I'd get him so frustrated, I'd see if he'd want to lunge across the table and hit me.
And see how he reacts,
to be honest. But I know that's not going to get me a job on that team, though.
The questions are inappropriate. They're been outlawed by the NFL, and as a result, I think whoever asked this question should be put on some kind of suspension.
Should be fired.
Yeah, okay.
Because we already fined the Miami Dolphins for doing it. If you're so stupid to not realize, you can't ask that question. And don't tell me the NFL fined the Dolphins without putting out a memo saying, don't ask stupid questions like that. And by the way, those are highly illegal. If you ever applied for any job in the real world, those are two questions you wouldn't ever bring up in the real world.
So should the NFL overwrite the team and say, this guy's out? Or should they go, does the team have to decide on their own? Look, no punishment, suspension without pay, or he's fired. Should it fall on the league or should it fall on the team? I do think the league should step in here and mandate some kind of punishment.
I think it should be both. I think the league should step in and say, look what you guys did. You screwed up. You better give yourself a self-imposed punishment, and if we don't like it, we're going to tack on a few extra hundred thousands of dollars. So you guys are morons for asking stupid questions like that. I really don't see the benefit of asking something like that. If you really wanted to just get somebody mad at you, there's other ways to do that if you want to see how they react. You know what I'm really waiting for? I'm waiting for someone to do something and push it even more than that. Say, oh, by the way, when you came in here, we just got a message that your mom died. And see how he reacts, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, are we going to go and push it to that? Do you want to go and take it to that extreme, Brady? I mean, you're giving these guys $40, $50, $60 million. Why not do that then?
I don't know how the league would legislate this outside of actually being in the interview room with every team. And maybe that's how it should become, where the league has an official sitting in there during every interview. But I could, for line of questioning like this, for things that we've already outlawed, I could see a loss of draft pick. A loss of one draft. Like, if we're going to take away a draft pick for deflated footballs, then we should be able to take away a sixth or seventh round pick for doing something that we've already outlawed in the league.
What I don't understand is why isn't it illegal? It's illegal in all the other workplaces. If I wanted to interview as a CPA, as a librarian, as an electrician, if anybody asked me that, I would sue and I would win in about an hour. I don't understand.
I think the answer probably stems from the fact that you are going to hear things like that potentially on the field.
So what?
In the workplace.
So I can say that you may hear the same thing in the workplace. I'd say then clean it up.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you want to see how I want to react and you want to push it to the limit, I'll just sit there. I mean, if I was smoking a cigarette, I'd blow smoke in their face for saying that. But I think it's so highly inappropriate. And really, are they? Is that what's going on? Is that what's being said at the games, Brady? Is that what the fans are yelling? Hey, your mom's a prostitute. Hey, are you gay? Is that what's being yelled from the fans? Because I really don't believe that's what's going on in most games out there, to be honest.
Some of the players, I imagine, are saying certain things that are nasty. Some of the fans are certainly saying some things that are nasty. I have to imagine a lot of the times, though, the players can't hear the fans. But I do think that the coaches who ask these questions, at the very least, should be suspended. And therefore, if they're suspended and not available to the team, then they're no good to the team, so the team will probably end up firing them anyways. And I could see a loss of draft pick factoring in here as well. They're completely inappropriate, and they're completely out of bounds.
The one that said, are you attracted to men? I want to know what kind of answer, if I would have said yes, and if I would have said no, what he would have thought about
my answer.
Use it
as a sociological
experiment. I don't know. I just want to know, all right, if I say yes and I say no, what is your reaction to me giving those answers? Because I don't like the way, you know, I just don't like the way it's addressed. By the way, Clayton and Shelburne said, first time I've ever agreed with Arnie. D-Mac in Essex said, mandated recording of the meetings. That could be something that, I don't know why we haven't done that to begin with.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's what I was saying. Potentially have a league official in there, but if you want
to... No, we're recorded. Record it, yeah.
Record it also, and that would be fine with me also. I think loss of draft pick is fair, especially, you know, the lower end of the draft pick spectrum, but we know how valuable now 5th through 7th round picks have become in the NFL, even undrafted free agents. I think you could change a lot of this by taking a punishment to that extreme. I think you could also get rid of a lot of this by having your coaches be fired.
Let me ask you this. Suppose they said, we know that your mother and father are alcoholics. Are you going to be an alcoholic? Is that fair? Because they say, you know, sometimes that is passed along. Is that a fair question?
Man,
if they say your father was in prison, your brother was in prison, how do we know you're not, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree? How do we know that you're not next in line for prison?
I understand that when you do a background check, you're oftentimes doing a background check, not just on the player, but on his family and the circumstances that he comes from and the circumstances that are brought in as well. I have much more of a problem with the question about his sexual orientation than I do with the question about his mother, although I find them both out of bounds. I just find the one about the sexual orientation to be more egregious. To your point, I think things that are hereditary, I think those are fair game.
Would that ever stop you from drafting a player if something their parents did? I'll just bring up LeVar Ball. You know what? You wouldn't take Lonzo because of LeVar, and all he's doing is running his mouth. I mean, could you imagine if he was in prison or he was an alcoholic and you said Lonzo's going to be like that? All he's doing is running his mouth. Well, that's not even that big of a deal.
I think if I'm a businessman, if I'm a hirer or an interviewer, I think that I like to think I could be, you know, looking at the interviewee more independent than, you know, independent of his family or independent of his upbringing. I do think that athlete's going to have a harder time proving to me that he's not, you know, in the same circumstances as those people around him. But I do think that, yes, it's absolutely possible, you know, it's absolutely possible for somebody to be, you know, to somebody to get out of those situations and not end up in those ways.
First time texter, I can tell this guy's an attorney. Sexual orientation is not a protected class federally in 29 states. It's not illegal to ask someone if they're gay or to make an employment decision based on sexual orientation. That must have been the attorney that's listening to the show on that one.
But does it work that way, though?
I don't think so. I'm shocked that you would even write that in. I'm shocked that.
Does it work that way? I mean, look. There's a lot of things you can or can't do in certain states that you can or can't do at work. You can smoke marijuana illegally in Washington and Colorado, but you can't do it in the NFL just because you play for the Broncos or the Seahawks.
Right.
So, yes, I think in public companies, you're probably working with those rules, but is the NFL a company that works the same way?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a good question. It'd be interesting to see how that will play out. And if they're going to get in trouble, if the team is going to get outed, the player isn't going to out them. But we did find out from Dez Bryant that it was the Dolphins. I'm wondering if this guy is going to go, Geis is going to go ahead and out them. We're getting a lot on the Tom Fair Tire text line. So your thoughts, if you want to get in, 802-655-6672. That's 802-655-6672. And by the way, if I heard it was the Patriots, I'd really be upset.
I wouldn't want Mike asking
questions like that. I think it's absolutely crazy. What does Alex and Williston send on in? Because he was talking about Will Cain, who's on before us.
Will Cain brought up a good point about the sexual orientation question. No condoning the question, could it be to see the people's reaction if they become offended or derogatory towards homosexuals? It would certainly be a red flag. And, I mean, look, now we're getting into another gray area.
Well, no, then you don't have to say, are you attracted to guys? You would just say, what are your thoughts on homosexuality? Would you not? I mean, really, do you have to, or is it the way you ask the question? You know what I'm saying?
I think you could probably take it both ways. I think there's probably merit in what Alex says and merit in what you're saying. And here's what I know about the NFL. The NFL is pushing inclusion. The NFL is pushing tolerance. The NFL is pushing, but the NFL is also pushing everyone having their own voice. I think as long as people are not outspoken about certain things, then I think the NFL you're okay. The NFL allows you to feel how you want to feel, just as long as you're not doing anything to damage the integrity of the league.
You know, Alex Wilson said, Will Kane said, you know, so they could see our reaction to our gay. How do you know they're not going to use that information against you? How do you know they're not bigots or whatever? They just don't want, maybe they're saying, hey, don't take him, he's gay. We don't want that type on our team. How do you know they're not using that against you?
You don't. You don't.
That's the part that bothers me. So lots of the tough.
I do think the NFL should get in the habit or get in the, you know, law or have the in the bylaws about having a league official in there or taping the interviews.
Absolutely. It's going to have to get to that point now.
And I think there should be a punishment for this coaching staff when we find out.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. 802-655-6672. By the way, do you write down your own questions or do they say, here's a list of questions. I just go down the list. Here, Brady, you asked the one about if his mother's a prostitute. I'd say, you know, you asked that question.
I think you write down. I think these guys do a whole lot of research, and I think they have player-specific questions for every player.
Unbelievable. All right. What's up with Danny Amendola? What's the latest on him?
What's up? We got to go to break.
Oh, you know, you want to get to that real quick? Because I know we got a big deal, little deal, though.
Let's save it if we have.
We'll save that. We'll talk more about Danny Amendola later because coming up next, big deal, little deal, and no deal. Tell everybody where we are, Brady.
Live at Idle Time Brewing Company in Stowe. Come on, hang out. We're here till 6:30. Then we got Bruins hockey. Great place to be. Look, we're only 45 minutes south of where we're located in the Burlington, Essex, Williston area. Some of you are even closer. This is a spot you want to get down to. If it's not tonight, it's this summer where they got live music. They got the fire pit out back. This is a great place to bring a date and feel like you're on vacation even when you're not that far from home.
Big deal, little deal, no deal. Coming up next right here on 101.3 ESPN.